Welcome to the Distance Education Program by Atomic Energy Central School, Anuppuram. Class 11th, Subject English. Topic, under letter writing, we will see complaint letters, module 1 of 2. First, before going into the complaint letter, we will have a short summary of the before modules. Okay, first we will have something about letter writing. Our grandparents and great-grandparents used to write letters all the time, either to their friends, families, to bank manager, to express their condolences, to complain, to invite someone to visit, to accept an invitation, and to thank people for hospitality and gifts. But nowadays, we have emails, Facebook, Twitter and instant messaging, which had made us that we can stay in touch with everyone all the time. But still, however, there are times when writing a letter will be much important. So it is better to know when and how to write one. So, as we have seen in the previous modules, there are two kinds of letters. One is the formal letters, second is the informal letters. So under formal letters, we'll have business letters, job applications, letters to editor, letters to the principal or officers, letters of complaints, letters of inquiry, etc. Under informal letters, you will have letters to friends, relatives, acquaintances and teachers. These may include either private matter and personal matter such as condolence, congratulation, invitation, etc. So we saw about letters of enquiry also. Let us have a small gist of it. So letters of enquiry are usually used to ask someone for specific information. It may be about a product, or you are asking something about the item. If you want the details about the item, you will ask for the inquiry letter. So the format of the letter, already we saw in the before modules, you will have sender's address with the date, next your receiver's address. Next of the receiver address will be the subject. Next to the subject is your body of the letter. Under the body of the letter, you will mention your three paragraphs. First paragraph, you have to explain yourself. You have to say about yourself. Then in second paragraph, you will explain the basic confidential requested information, whichever is needed. For what reason you are writing it. So everything has to be mentioned in the middle paragraph. In the last paragraph, in the concluding paragraph, you'll be offering your reader some incentive for responding. And all this comprises the body of the letter. Next will be your closing part, as we have seen already. Next to the closing part is the name. So, inquiry letters, usually it is a tool of collecting information about the people, products and prices. It plays a very important role in making decisions related to employment, purchase and sale of goods. Okay, now we will discuss about complaint letters. So first, complaint letter, it is usually a request or some sort of compensation that we ask for a defective or damaged merchandise or for inadequate or delayed services. While many complaints can be made in person, but some circumstances require formal business letters. Such business letters are these complaint letters. The complaint may be so complex that a phone call may not be effectively resolve the problem. Complaint letter is a type of letter which is written to address any type of wrongdoing, offense, grievance, resentment arising out of a product or a service, etc. So it can be raised for any unfair things, or if you are seeking a productive outcome, it inspires other troubled consumers also. It influences the concerned authorities to take proper action and make the people more liable, responsible and responsive. There are two types of complaint letters. One, personal complaint letter. Second, professional complaint letter. Personal complaint letters are usually written by an individual. It is an individual level who is pertaining to your individual grievances and is referred to as personal complaint letter. But professional complaint letter is written on behalf of an organization pertaining to issues that are affecting the organization as a whole. Mainly, there are many reasons to write a complaint letter, but basically some of the reasons has been discussed here. It can be about the quality of a product or service, complaint to governmental authorities, complaint to a landlord or a neighbor, complaint about a billing problem, complaint about harassment of work, complaint to the news media, complaint about an order delay, about an invoice, about an employee, or request a refund, or disagree with a co-worker. So all these things can be the reasons for a complaint letter. So the complaint letter also is a formal letter which will have the same format as your official or business letters. So we will discuss the format about complaint letter. First is your sender's address. The sender's address and all the parts of the letter should be written on the left-hand corner of the page. Next will be your date. Date, it has to be written clearly in an expanded form. Next is your receiver's address. So you have to make sure that you are writing the correct name and position of the receiving official. It should be the first line of the address of receiver. Next is a salutation. Under salutation, you will greet the person officially or formally. It should be respectful and it should not be very personal. So for formal letters, usually the salutation that are used is sir or madam. Next is the subject of the letter. The subject of the letter, it gives the proper focus towards the main matter of the complaint letter. So here we are going to sum up the total purpose of writing the letter in one line. So it is very important because the receiver will focus on the subject of the letter in one glance. Next is the body of the letter. Body of the letter, it has the main content of the letter. Either it can be divided into three paragraphs, or if it is very short, it can be made as two paragraphs. The tone of the content should be always formal and there should not be any offensive language. And you have to keep in mind that the letter should be very brief and to the point. And it should be very much respectful and considerate in language. So in the body of the letter, you will have introduction paragraph in which you will mention the details of the product and the service, which will be the main part of the complaint letter. It will include the date, location, specification of item or service. Next, you will explain the details for the problem. What is the issue or the problem with that item or product or service. It can be malfunctioning, it can be a billing issue, or it can be details that were not disclosed properly. So all these things should be mentioned in the middle paragraph. You have to also note that you have to mention the copies of the transaction document or attach it along with your complaint letter. And you have to indicate that you look forward for their reply within the specific time period. Properly for future reference. So next will be the complimentary clause. The same, usually the complimentary clause used for official letters will be used here also. It is yours faithfully or yours sincerely. Next is your signature part. Under signature part, you will write your name and you will write your designation. By writing your designation, only the recipient will be knowing that who is sending this letter. So these are the main parts of a complaint letter. Okay, next will be some of the tips for writing a complaint letter. Although the motive of the letter is to say our grievance and frustration, we should be very polite and simple in tone, and we should be very formal, and we should not use any informal words. You should make sure that you are introducing yourself very properly, and the purpose of writing the complaint should be very loud and clear. You should not deviate from your point or the topic, and you should make sure that you are adhering to the format. And next will be the grammatical accuracy and spelling. Please double check for grammatical accuracy and the spellings. Next, you have to give adequate number of lines between the paragraph to make it a good, clean presentation. Presentation, it's very important. This is for complaint letters, module 1 of 2. In the next module, we will discuss the samples or the examples of complaint letters. Thank you.